This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Marcia Cole and Nana Ison Akiwowo, founders of Fourth Phase and the Fourth Phase Afterbirth Box that was developed to help new mothers as they transition into motherhood. And ladies, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure, and thanks so much for coming out, the both of you, today, and looking forward to learning a few things. I'm sure our audience will be appreciative of that as well. So, Nana, for starters, what is the fourth trimester? Let's start there.
Eric, the fourth trimester represents the period right after a mother delivers, up until 12 weeks and close to almost even a year for some women, where her body is going through the recovery stage, and she's physically recovering, mentally recovering, and emotionally kind of getting herself back to normal and adjusting to this new motherhood.
And that input and information is most helpful. Thanks, Nana, for that. Now, Marcia, how long does the fourth trimester last? Take that further and get into that a little more.
Well, Eric, as Nana said, it is typically the first 12 weeks. So literally from the moment the baby has been born until the first 12 weeks, but it will also go up until a year. So that first year of new birth is the time what is considered to be the fourth trimester.
Nana, if you would, what are some symptoms that new mothers experience during the fourth trimester?
The symptoms kind of, I wouldn't really actually call them symptoms, but they are just things that her body is going to go through. So her uterus is going to contract back to its normal size. So there's going to be an extreme amount more of bleeding. Her body is changing. Oftentimes mothers have even talked about skin discoloration. So there are various things that her body just is going through from having delivered the baby to now coming to this place of its new normal. And then there's the emotional component of, you know, feeling a sense of who am I? So there's this, I was an individual, then I carried this human being, now I have delivered this person, and it's all about the baby. How do I find and reclaim and recenter myself in who I am? So those are some of the things that moms often go through during that time period.
And thanks for the clarification on that. That is most helpful. Now, Marcia, back to you. What can new mothers do to help with the healing process after childbirth?
So the healing process will vary based upon her delivery method. And so if she's had a vaginal birth and she may have some perineal tears, and then so the care is going to be really focused on that particular area. In addition, if she's had what we call a belly birth rather than a C-section, if she's had a C-section, then the care is going to center around that incision area and the fact that, which basically her abdominals has been, she's gone through major surgery when she's had a C-section. And so her recovery of being able to actually walk, to do different things, lift, all of those things will be halted during the time that her body is physically being repaired during that time. So it will vary depending on the delivery method.
Certainly some good information and great insight here so far today. We're speaking with both Marcia Cole and Nana Ison Akiwowo, founders of Fourth Phase and the Fourth Phase Afterbirth Box that was developed to help new mothers as they transition into motherhood. And they've joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Nana, how can family members and friends assist new mothers during the fourth trimester?
That's a great question, Eric. Family members can just show support by being there and listening to moms when they talk about how they're feeling emotionally and creating a open and welcoming, non-judgmental space for mothers to express what they're going through. Dads can pitch hit. We talk about this often where dads can pitch hit and come in and take the baby and give mom time to recover, give mom time to sleep, give mom time to spend time with herself and do some of the things that she needs, her self-care. And also creating a space where you can talk to the mother and ask her, how is she doing? Versus the conversation is, how's the baby? take time to really tune into what the mother is going through and ask her very specific questions about how she is physically recovering and how she's physically doing are a few ways that family members can kind of show support to moms during this time.
And no doubt moms certainly need all the support they can. Thanks for that. Now, Marcia, how does the fourth trimester experience differ for women of color? I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, I think that instead of saying that there are differences for women of color, there's cultural differences that does exist. And so, and that person could be African American, that person could be of Asian descent, that person could be actually Africa, descended from Africa, or, you know, has ties to the motherland. And so the differences in terms of recovery is then from a cultural perspective, what does the village do to help to support the mother? And, you know, in Asian cultures, they literally work with the 30 days where the mother is supposed to stay in bed, and the family, the aunts, the cousins, everyone else comes along and they help her they help her with cleaning, they help her with cooking, they help her. So it is a big approach where it's everyone is included to help support the mother during that time. The same thing with African cultures. They'll come along and you know, the family, the aunts and everyone will come around and provide the support that's needed, which is what Mana alluded to in the earlier question. And so the differences with regards to what you're actually experiencing is when it comes to women in the U.S. will be determined by whether or not what's the socioeconomic status of that mother. If she is more well off, then she'll be able to afford different types of support. Then she has access to different types of support, and the support is all that deals with the postpartum professionals that she actually needs to help her in her recovery. And those include lactation specialists, a pelvic therapist, a postpartum doula, a postpartum midwife, overall. And so socioeconomics will be the determining factor on whether or not she has access or even understands that she needs that kind of support for herself.
Well, you certainly covered some points that most people don't even stop to think about, and really do appreciate some of the details that you did share on that. Now, Nana, how does the fourth trimester impact women in transition and in homeless shelters? Another factor that most people don't even consider.
For sure, Eric. The thing is, the fourth trimester, whether she is in a homeless shelter, whether she lives on Madison Avenue or lives in a village in West Africa, it's the same for every mom in that she is going through something. Now, the difficulties is that when someone is in a homeless shelter or a mom experiencing homelessness, she doesn't have the opportunity or the luxury at this point to even take time to think about what she's going through, because oftentimes she's now caring for either her child that she's just given birth to, or other children, and also dealing with the circumstances she's in, that she is homeless and experiencing this level of additional trauma to her life. And so oftentimes, so many moms don't get an opportunity to even hone in on what they're going through, and they kind of fumble through this fourth trimester, which is what then leads to the conversation around postpartum depression. It's just not having the time to really care for themselves. And if you're a new mom experiencing homelessness, you can imagine how much you're going through and how much you're thinking about that. Oftentimes, you definitely neglect and forget to take time for yourself.
Once again, some great points made in those regards. Now, how does the Afterbirth Box help new mothers to heal, feel, and be heard?
Yes, sure. Thanks, Eric. Yes. So the Afterbirth Box was created, the fourth phase box was created specifically to help each mother to heal, feel, and be heard. And we do so by creating and we curated and created products that were specifically targeting the mother based on her delivery method. And so there is a vaginal birth box and there is a belly birth box. And inside each box are 14 products. And all of those products are speaking to the specific areas. So it provides lactation support. It provides perineal support. It provides balms and salves to deal with dry, cracked nipples that will happen from nursing, to help with the incision healing from the C-section area, Pamper Me notes. We have a journal so she can write down her thoughts and get those thoughts out of her head so that they're not there. You know, it's a part of her just processing what is actually going on with her. We have affirmations that are specifically for the mother, again, so she can recenter herself and regain who she really is within this process. And that to help her know that she has everything that's inside of her to be able to come through this in a very, very strong way, and that she can ask for help and, you know, overall. And so we curated and we created products that were specific to her emotional and physical well-being.
Yeah, this is a fabulous idea and certainly appreciative of what you both have brought to market. And in the space now, Nana, what products are included in the box and what are their significance? Touch on some of the details there.
Yes, Marcia mentioned a few of the products, but by name, we have specifically for our vaginal birth box, we have a product called the Peri Soother. And the Peri Soother is a vaginal bidet. And so when moms have delivered vaginally, what oftentimes people will neglect or forget to think about is that she can no longer wipe herself the same way she did before. And so the vaginal bidet, the Peri Soother that we've created, allows moms to kind of use this instrument to clean their vaginal areas after they've gone to the bathroom, which then makes and provides a soothing feeling for that area. As Marcia alluded to earlier, there's some mothers experience perineal tears and just the overall irritation of having delivered a human being from that space requires its own sensitive care. Marcia also talked about our belly birth balm, which is the product that you will find specifically in the belly birth box. And that belly birth balm is a product that we created using three ingredients that we know will help support a mom's incision. And so after she has received the incision from her cesarean section, once that incision starts to heal, the conversation then goes around. It's the itching feeling around that scar. It's the thought of that leaving a scar mark. And so our belly birth balm is intended to help support the healing of that incision in a very smooth way and soothing way, so that to alleviate the itching and alleviate any scar tissue. We also have in our box, we have our belly birth wrap, and the belly birth wrap comes from, even I can just speak for myself, when I delivered my child, my mom, and we're from West Africa, Ghana, my mom came to the hospital with a piece of cloth where she binded my stomach area right after delivery. And sometimes people often think through that and say, oh, it's kind of like a waist trainer, and it's not. It's intended to help allow some natural compression into your uterus area so that your uterus can now contract back to its normal size. And so we've come together and created the belly wrap. And that belly wrap is offering that same type of compression as well as offering support for your back. So if you think a mom has carried this load of a baby in her stomach for 9 months, it's caused a lot of moms to arch their back. Now this load is gone, and now I have to kind of straighten my back out. And so the belly wrap allows moms to do that as well as providing support. So those are a few of the products that we have in the box. And as Marcia mentioned, the box features 14 products per box, including our online affirmations that mothers can download to help with that emotional healing component. And affirming words and saying these affirmations over and over can kind of help moms recenter themselves and reassure them that they have what's inside of them already that they need to get through this process.
Well, you both have done a splendid job once again, and really do appreciate your taking a moment to introduce this to the audience. Lastly, Marcia, and one last question, why are there two different types of boxes available for new mothers?
Well, like we said, Eric, is that, you know, there's two different types of birthing methods, and the two different types of birthing methods then will require different healing products, different healing modalities that will assist that new mother. And so their recovery is going to be similar, but slightly different in certain areas. They will both, if they're both breastfeeding, they will deal with the same types of issues. They will deal with nipples that are cracked, that get sore, that gets engorged. but it comes down to, you know, the nether areas. And so if you had a vaginal birth, you can have perineal tears. You may not have a perineal tear, but there could be anywhere from a first to a fourth degree tear that basically gives a rip from her vaginal area to her behind. And so that is going to require a very, very different thing than someone who had an incision at the top of her belly, where then her abdominals have been stretched apart, and then how she recovers, her recovery process is going to be a very, very different thing. And so that's why we created two boxes to address those specific needs.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense. Thanks for all the clarification, insight, and information shared today. We really do appreciate the both of you joining us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to tap into fourth phase and the fourth phase afterbirth box, where's the best place to get further information?
The boxes can be purchased on our website, which is fourthphasebox.com. And you can just go right on that website. You can also follow us on Instagram to learn more, which is also at fourthphasebox, and follow through with our journey as we continue to advocate for moms during this time.
Again, listeners, that is fourthphasebox.com. Ladies, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been visiting with both Marcia Cole and Nana Eisen Akiwowo, founders of Fourth Phase and the Fourth Phase Afterbirth Box that was developed to help new mothers as they transition into motherhood. And all the details can be found at fourthphasebox.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.